And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of December, 2013. The Lincoln Tunnel in New York opened to traffic on this date in 1937, connecting Midtown Manhattan with Weehawken, New Jersey. They were going to call it the Midtown Vehicular Tunnel, the MVT. People thought it should have a fancier name like the George Washington Bridge, so they named it the Lincoln Tunnel, a mile and a half long, running under the Hudson River. One crew worked from the New York side, the other from the New Jersey side, finally met in the middle. Took 3.5 years to build the tunnel, which was done without a single fatality, because the men who were digging were limited to 1 hour of work per day, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon. It was on this date, 1864, General Sherman, William Tecumseh Sherman, presented Abraham Lincoln with a new Christmas present, the city of Savannah, one of the last port cities of the Confederacy still under Confederate control. Sherman had captured Atlanta in September, and he and his army, 60,000 men, set fire to the city and set across Georgia toward the sea. It took them 6 weeks, burning farms and destroying food supplies, destroying railroad tracks, trying to destroy Southern morale. Sherman said he wanted to make old and young, rich and poor, feel the hard hand of war. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Rexroth, South Bend, Indiana, 1905. His mother died when he was just 10. He grew up in a tough part of Chicago, but taught himself Greek. He read Plato, other classics, started to translate Sappho, and then with a Japanese primer, he translated Oriental poetry, made his way out to San Francisco. Kenneth Rexroth said, "I've never understood why I'm considered a member of the avant-garde. I just try to say as simply as I can the simplest and most profound experiences of my life." It was on this day, 1964, that comedian Lenny Bruce was sentenced to 4 months in jail after a long obscenity trial. Went on for 6 months, and it ended his career. He became obsessed with it. He began to read court transcripts to his audiences in nightclubs. Died 2 years later of a heroin overdose. It's the birthday of Giacomo Puccini, born in Lucca in Tuscany in Italy, 1858, who gave us La Boheme, Tosca, Madame Butterfly, Turandot. And it's the birthday of Thomas Higginson, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1823, to whom Emily Dickinson sent 4 of her poems, asking if he thought they were good. He did not know what to tell her. But after her death, he edited her poetry, rewriting many of her verses to make them, he thought, more acceptable for society. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Fleur Adcock, The Video. When Laura was born, Siri watched. They all gathered around Mum's bed, Dad and the midwife and Mum's sister and Siri. "Move over a bit," Dad said. He was trying to focus the camcorder on Mum's legs and the baby's head. After she had a little sister, and Mum had gone back to being thin and was twice as busy, Siri played the video again and again. She watched Laura come out, and then, in reverse, she made her go back in. The Video by Fleur Adcock, from her collection Poems, 1960 to 2000, published by Blood Axe and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.